Math is a wonderful thing. Math is a really cool thing. So get off your ass, let's do some math. Math, 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 math.
Last week we met Brent Moore, the man behind bcmoorerankings.com. This week we get to know how his rankings work. My first question for Brent during our conversation was, if the rankings are the stew, what are the ingredients?
There's basically two ingredients. One is where the game is played, home field advantage. A lot of fans know about that. And the other part is just the game margins for the games. How many points did the team beat the other team by? And if you take those game margins, you try to rank the teams such that your predictions are as close as they can to those actual observed game margins. And that's what the regression process does.
So what I thought was a meaty, beefy, veggie stew is more like chicken noodle soup. It turns out you don't need a lot of inputs to come up with the rankings. You just need where the game was played and the scores of those games. From there, it gets a little complicated. This is college-level statistics, and I won't bore you with those details. But it's actually quite simple in terms of what Brent's computer model is doing. It's taking those scores from past games and then trying to grade the relative strength of every team so it can predict the scores of games that have already happened, hence regression, or predicting backwards. And once you weigh the strength of the teams, you can then predict future games pretty accurately. And if you can predict games accurately, you're also creating rankings as a byproduct because number one should beat number two and two should beat three all the way down the line. It's almost like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can connect any actor with Kevin Bacon within six other actors or movies. You're connecting teams out as far as you can go so you can compare them. And if I were to ask you to predict a game going on tonight, the first thing you'd probably do is check and see how those teams played each other. That'd be a head-to-head matchup, and that'd be a good base, so you'd know, okay, one team won by 10, might be close to 10 again the next time they play. And then to get even deeper, you'd check and see what was the score against common opponents, and then common opponents' opponents all the way down the line to make those predictions even more accurate. And that's what bcmoorerankings.com is doing, just on a grand scale for every single team simultaneously. And since Brent started predicting games back in the early 2000s, he's really just made one minor tweak.
There's a lot of games that really aren't competitive. So there's kind of a post-process, additional process that tries to eliminate the effect of uncompetitive games. In general, it's a game that's over about 25 points, expected game margin. At that point, you really don't know if the JV came in, if the starters played the whole game. There's a lot of unknown, and those games don't always add value.
So just how accurate is Brent's computer model? Turns out, pretty darn accurate. He averages missing each and every score by about 9 points. That's the average, which in the world of high school football is literally about as close as you can get when you try to predict games.
In statistics, that's called the standard deviation. And for high school football, it's approximately 9 from memory, meaning if you're a 9-point favorite, you're favored by one standard deviation, and you have, this is from memory, about 68% chance of winning. Oh, 85? Oh, you'd have to look it up at the T table. If you're two standard deviations favorite, then it's more like 98%. So 18-point favorites, that's a big favorite.
And yes, Brent is human, so his memory was just a little off. He let me know it's actually an 84% chance of winning if you're favored by 9, and he was correct on that 98% chance of winning if you're an 18-point favorite. Recently, the Iowa High School Athletic Association went to using the RPI system to rank teams, which decides the entire 5A playoff field and decides at-large playoff qualifiers for Class A through Class 4A. I asked Brent if his system was a better way to rank teams and decide those playoff fields.
Yes. Kind of early on in this ranking system, I would compare about 6 different ways to model the teams, and one of them was RPI, and then kind of a adjustment on RPI to try and eliminate the non-competitive games. And even with trying to adjust for the non-competitive, the game margin rankings were quite a bit better. In the playoff games, which is the ones I think are the most important, this model gets 78% of them correct. So it's not perfect, but it's not a coin flip either.
Brent has done the math, checked things out, and has found that his rankings are the best. The other nice part of the rankings is that it doesn't just rate the top 10, it rates every single team in the state.
I think it's had a really good reputation for the best ranking available, and I think that's well earned. The other part that I think is really good is that it ranks every team. So even if you don't have a top 10 matchup, yeah, that game's important too.
Visitors to the site will also notice that early on in the season, Brent uses some of last season's strength scores to predict and rank the current season teams. And it turns out, even using past data, it's still very accurate.
I did quite a bit of research on this also. If you take last year's rankings, you can predict about 62% of games correctly. So there's quite a bit of insight you get just from old data. And then if you go back to like the last 10 years, you can predict about 55% of games correctly, meaning the average of the last 10 years. So there's a tradition effect there, or inertia, whatever you want to say. If it's a good coach, he's going to be there the next year, and clearly there's good coaching. So at the beginning of the season, the teams aren't connected in any way. And usually by week two, most of the state is connected by games, meaning team A plays team B, and then team B plays team C, so then you have A and C connected. These connections are kind of weak, though, you know, and the scores can get expanded a little bit. But usually by week three or four, then you don't need last year's scores to connect all these teams together.
We're in week six now, so the rankings are using just this year's scores. And I asked Brent, how good are your rankings at predicting the best teams in the state once we get into the playoffs? And it turns out, even through week five, where we are right now, the model has a very good grasp on who's the contenders and who are the pretenders.
Yeah, the one thing I do track diligently is if you take the top five teams in week five and take that pool of teams, how many times does that pool of teams eventually have the champion? And it turns out that about 87% of the time, if you're in the top five, one of those teams is going to win the championship. So I feel like that's a really good metric for fans to look at to figure out, is your team a contender, or is it one of the long shots?
With the success of his rankings and predictions in the state of Iowa, I asked Brent if he ever considered expanding into other states. But he's an Iowan through and through, born and raised. He does this in his spare time, and his interest lies in our home state teams.
I haven't really been interested in other states. Again, I grew up in Iowa. I played high school football for a few years. I really enjoy it, and that's been my passion of contributing to the conversation.
Brent Moore contributes to our conversations during the Jeremy Dingham and Concrete Football Friday Night Radio Preview Show so much that I honestly couldn't imagine doing this show as in-depth as we do without the information he provides. But you know what? There's 328 football teams in the state of Iowa, and each and every week in the fall, they suit up to play 164 games. Not simulated in a computer, but with pads and helmets. With one goal.
You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
Even a recently fired Herm Edwards is right about that. They don't care what a computer model says is gonna be the score. They're playing to win. Thanks to Brent Moore for taking the time to help us get to know him and his rankings a little better, and for the time and effort he puts in to help us all understand high school football in the state of Iowa a little better as well. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Spencer Dirks.
Numbers keep on circling me. Do-do-do.